when the natives had pulled him out, they said, "Those stupid wires." So he had no idea that they hit wires. He crashed, and he had no idea why.
Ellen Leone describing the first words that her husband Lance heard when he was rescued by members of the Quileute tribe in Washington in July of last year, moments after his H-60 helicopter ran into a set of power lines and crashed. Those wires were actually owned and operated by the Coast Guard to power nearby marine aids to navigation. Leone was the co-pilot, while the pilot at the controls was Lieutenant Sean Kruger. He was killed in the crash, along with aviation maintenance technicians Adam Hoke and Brett Banks. During conclusion of Friday's hearing, a Master Chief Petty Officer, commander of the Quileute boat station near La Push, before he'd retired, testified that he inquired higher up, at least a year before the crash, about the maintenance of the lines and poor condition of warning balls. He never got a response. A Federal Aviation Administration official said he would have recommended better warning measures had he been called to evaluate the site. Attorneys in the case did not comment outside of the courtroom, but Leone's civilian defense attorney, John M. Smith, said during hearing's closing comments that the power lines were implicated in at least two other accidents. Said Smith, the U.S. Coast Guard set a trap that was spring-loaded and that had already worked twice before. Coast Guard Lieutenant Stanley Fields, government counsel in the case, said Leone showed no reasonable duty of care as navigator and co-pilot of that flight. Ellen Leone disputes that.
I'm very proud of my husband's career that he has had in the Coast Guard. You know, he's done a great job doing his duty. And unfortunately, this was a tragic accident that occurred that nobody could have foreseen. I believe that what the government is doing here is wrong, and I hope that they can see that.
Pat Coyle believes Leone certainly would have called out the wires if he had seen them, and he had a dim view of the evidence brought up by the government.
No matter what negligence, I don't think the crime fits the punishment, no matter what negligence you point at the guy.
Coyle is a commercial medical airlift pilot, and while based in Sitka last year, he befriended a young Coast Guard aviator, a fellow rotorhead. At first, he didn't know that he was the sole survivor of CG-6017.
I just know that that's got to jolt your confidence a little when something like that happens to you.
So Coyle took him up for a spin in a Super Cub on floats.
As a matter of fact, the next flight, I let him sit in the front seat of the airplane, and he did the flying, and it wasn't that hard to talk him through it. He did a pretty good job.
There are two children in the Leone family, and Ellen says she's due with another boy in April. She's thankful for the support that they've received from around the country. It's included Juneau-based Coast Guard's men and women who took leave to attend the hearing, still dressed in winter dress or tropical blues, rank insignia and nameplates clearly visible. They declined to go on tape or have their names used in a story, but they said they knew Leone or served with him at previous duty stations. One person in particular was a civilian who had traveled all the way from Florida.
I am here to support Lance and their family and to let them know that there are many, many people out there that support them and that somehow good will come from this situation.
Kyla Kruger is the mother of three children and wife of Lieutenant Sean Kruger, the pilot in command during that fateful flight. She also said this was a chance to hear everything firsthand since the Coast Guard didn't really tell her much about the crash.
I think it's a lot to process. That is honestly where my mind is, that I am still just trying to process what I had learned through the media prior to now and what I'm learning as what they're claiming to be fact and what they're claiming to be opinion. But answers will come eventually.
That jingle that you just heard, that was her husband's wedding band that he wore on a chain around his neck. She now wears it after adding her own band and engagement ring, her hand going up to touch it whenever she talks about Sean, how they met while he was at the academy, or about how he was picked for a pilot exchange with the Royal Navy. There has been much speculation, but no real definitive explanation offered, that one reason Leone was not charged with Kruger's death is because Kruger was just as responsible. He was at the controls, and some of the testimony centered on his low overflight of a Coast Guard motor lifeboat in Tribute moments before the crash. There was also an accusation by prosecutors that he was flying too low to begin with, even though cruising at 250 feet off the deck is considered standard practice in Alaska's poor weather. Kyla Kruger says some of that was not easy to hear at first, but
I trust in that my husband did his job to the best of his ability every day. So in this particular case, he was still doing his job, and he was doing something he loved to do until they hit that wire.
Ellen Leone is also confident that her husband did his job well, but she suspects that the whole proceeding will have a chilling effect on other service members. She believes her husband is being prosecuted because he was the sole survivor in the last of series of accidents in the previous year, some of them fatal, suffered by Coast Guard H-60s, H-65s, and a C-130 aircraft.
It doesn't bode well, I don't think, to other pilots in the Coast Guard to say that if you survive an accident, no matter what you did or didn't do, watch out, because they might come after you. You know, that's kind of hard for other pilots to accept because, you know, every day they go out on a mission risking their lives.
It's impossible to predict what the investigating officer's recommendations will be and whether Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo, the convening authority in the case, will call for a court-martial, discipline Leone administratively, or just drop the charges. That could be several months away. But the far future? Flying friend Pat Coyle doesn't need a crystal ball or tea leaves for that. It's much easier to figure out.
His flying career is by no means over, regardless of what happens here.
You think so?
No.
It just may not be in the Coast Guard, though.
That's correct. This is a bump in the road. Yeah, I can guarantee you there's a lot of outfits that would grab up a guy like him in a heartbeat.
Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.